MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
I'm checking with Derek Masibi. He's CEO of Standlib. Standlib celebrates 20 years old this year. Derek, appreciate the time. 20 years. If we go back 20 years ago, I mean, investing was very localized. You had an advisor. You were investing into predominantly, I imagine, local funds. And whilst we thought it was quite advanced then, I mean, in hindsight, it was quite a primitive compared to where the investment landscape sits today in 2022.
Yes, the options that are available to investors are a lot more wider and more varied, and the opportunity for investors to find other sources of return for their money have widened considerably since certainly our business was formed through the merger of Standard Bank Asset Management and Liberty Asset Management in 2002.
I want to touch on some of those points, but the one is that global nature. And I mean, recently Standard has done the tie-up with JP Morgan Asset Management. I mean, it is very much becoming investing is globalized. It's no longer that local environment.
Yeah, the opportunity set, South Africa in terms of market caps is 1% of the global available stock. So there's 99% of investable opportunities that South African investors are not exposed to. And that's the first thing. The second thing is we've gotten a relaxation in terms of exchange controls where you can go up to 45% to invest offshore. So even if you didn't consider from your own strategic asset allocation, you probably have to consider whether you want to go up to 45% in terms of having offshore or use the flexibility that it creates for you. So those two major items, major moves, in my opinion, are what makes international investing even more relevant and more critical for a South African investor.
And of course, I mean, the other big advancement, investing has become, I mean, it's still about, you know, creating wealth. That at the heart is what investing is around. But it's also about, it's become a lot more about doing good. I mean, it's about ESG, social responsible investing as well.
Yes, South Africa, fortunately, has been way ahead of most other nations, probably other than the Scandinavians. South Africa has certainly been ahead of, say, the US and the UK in terms of embracing whether you call it socially responsible investing, impact investing, or ESG. And so I think we do need to give credit to the local fund management industry by having the foresight to understand the context in which it finds itself and responding by really adopting and embracing ESG and impact investing.
And of course, the key point is that, you know, a lot of folks look at impact investing, will look at ESG investing and say, yes, I get the point of it, but I want the returns. We can do both. I mean, we can do impact, we can do ESG. I've spoken to a number of your colleagues over the course of the year. We can do good and we can make money at the same time.
I think that's one of the most disappointing things about South African investors, in that there is ample evidence that if one, there is a proper governance process around how you approach impact investing. Secondly, you choose the right manager. Thirdly, you monitor the right things in terms of impact investing. There's ample evidence that you don't actually compromise on your return. But there is a perception, which is that there is a trade-off between the two. Some of it is a function of lack of information, and maybe we haven't done a good job as in impact investors to communicate and to educate. Others is probably just intellectual laziness, which is not probing, not being curious, and not actually being looking at the data points, which with some level of effort are actually available.
Yeah, asking the questions and actually doing the digging rather than just assumptions. I mean, the last point, over 20 years, I mean, I mentioned up front that the investment world looks almost primitive when we look back 20 years, and that's because how much we've moved in the last two decades. And of course, a big chunk of that has been and is and will be into the future is around technology, not only as a place to invest into, but as a tool that is used by your clients as well as your fund managers.
Yeah, look, I mean, people say data is the new gold, and it's quite clear that having access to quality data and using that is absolutely something that is important from an investment management point of view. But I think the overall investment in the technology stack that we all use and getting machines to do the grunt work, the repetitive work, the work that doesn't require a human brain, means that the human brain can be better deployed to think about the insights and to connect the dots and to do this, a lot more of the thinking. And so we see that as a critical area of investing, which is why we are looking at how we are going to modernize all of our platforms to be able to allow our portfolio managers to concentrate a lot more on the thinking and to make sure that the tools that they have are able to do their repetitive and their non-value-adding work in investing.
Well, you've been there to talk from CB, CEO Stan Lip, celebrating 20 years. Appreciate the time today.